Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Bruce Abramson is back with us here on 97.1 FM Talk. He wrote a piece. Actually, this piece goes back a few years, but he brought it back to life because now all the rage apparently is white supremacy. That's what we hear from Joe Biden and a lot of the progressives. Bruce, how are you this afternoon? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Great. Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure to be here with you. Wish we had something cheerier to talk about than white supremacists.
It is a downer of a topic, but, you know, one of the things that you address, and I found this interesting because maybe you can give us a little background here. You decided to reprint this piece from, this was 3 years ago, and I don't know if I saw it at the time, but one of the questions that you kind of raise in here, and I want you to give the background, maybe I'm leaping ahead, is how the hell did this all happen, where all of a sudden we're told, for example, by the Department of Homeland Security and the president and Jen Psaki, that white supremacy is the biggest issue that's confronting this country? And as horrific as this was in Buffalo, and we all know it was despicable, I suppose that puts this issue again in the forefront, which is one of the reasons you broke back the column here, Bruce.
Well, look, the reason that they started trotting out white supremacism is not that white supremacism is on the rise. If you understand what white supremacism is, what basically happened was they spent so many years calling everybody a racist that they took the sting out of the word, right? So they needed something new to call people to really draw shock value. And that was why a few years ago, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, people started talking about white supremacism. You really have to get an understanding of what the movement is, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, and you said, look, the right sees white supremacism as one of many evil ideologies seeking to destabilize and divide America. The left sees white supremacism as a uniquely evil ideology working to entrench an unjust status quo. The leftist attempts to tar the political right with white supremacism represents a masterpiece of projection. So you're giving them political credit, aren't you?
Well, I mean, clearly it was a good move politically.
Yeah.
Because they have this idea. I mean, first of all, the way that I like to say it is even simpler. I say everybody hates white supremacists. The right hates white supremacists because they're supremacists. The left hates them because they're white. Okay? And you really need to understand what supremacism is. Supremacism can come from any group. Okay? Supremacism is the belief that my group is fit to rule and deserving of privilege. And all the other groups out there are subservient or inferior or certainly not entitled to get in my way. Okay? That's a really old idea. White supremacists think that being white defines a group and that makes them, you know, and that's where they are. You can be a black supremacist. We have black supremacists. The Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan, is a black supremacist organization. The New Black Panthers. Large parts of the Black Lives Matter platform, if you go read it, is full of black supremacists.
No doubt about that.
We also have a big problem in this world when we talk about Islamists. These people are supremacists. They think that their version of Islam should rule the world, and everybody else should get out of the way. I mean, this is supremacism. Supremacism is real. But, you know, white supremacism is something very unique that only exists in minor form in America today.
Yeah, but the label is being applied, and again, maybe it's going to work politically. I don't think it will, and I'll explain that in a second. The label's being applied to everyone from conservative talk show hosts to columnists to really anyone that is white, right? I mean, basically, that's what's happening. And it kind of catches me off guard because you just have to be you can't come up with another scenario where this is appropriate, right? Where an entire race or ethnicity is basically being grouped and lumped into this particular category right now.
No. It's horrible, and it really is just the left looking for a way to call people names. I mean, you know, racist lost a lot of its sting. Deplorable backfired the minute they used it, right? I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton didn't mean it as a compliment when she called half the country deplorable, but within 48 hours it was on T-shirts.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it.
It didn't work.
But here's a question for you, and you go into this in this column, Bruce, and I think you're right. You say white identity would not exist without progressivism, and progressivism could not exist without white identity. But where do you think, all right, you wrote that column 3 years ago, where do you think some of this is taking us right now? Because I do think that there are a lot of people in, certainly in the middle of the country, I've said this before, just about where we are here in St. Louis, in Missouri, in southern Illinois, and they may be white Democrats, maybe not white progressives, but they're white Democrats. Maybe they vote for Joe Biden and they don't vote for Donald Trump and the others. But they're kind of hacked off about hearing how bad and evil they are all the time simply because they're white. And they also don't want their kids, like my 7-year-old daughter, to be taught in schools that simply being white is an evil thing. But in fact, that's what's happening in some schools across the country. So how do we take some of this back to expose the lunacy of some of this, I guess, would be the question.
Well, you can't expose the lunacy of this piece without exposing the lunacy of the whole thing. They've got, you know, the hardcore progressives, the woke, they have this scenario where we'll divide the world into a bunch of groups, okay? And they've decided that one of the groups is called white people. And I will tell you, until 10 years ago, I personally never met anyone who identified as a white person.
No, I don't think I could say 3 years ago. I don't even know where that comes from, right?
Yeah. So this is just something that the left made up. They decided there was this group called white people. People should identify with it. And then they looked at all the groups and they said, okay, this white people group is uniquely evil. So if you're in this uniquely evil white people group, either, you know, you have to repent and show how sorry you are for the past evil of white people, and we'll give you a pass for a while, like, say, Joe Biden, or you must be a white supremacist because you want to entrench all these things that evil white people in the past put in place.
Because the column was written several years ago, but I'm sure that you could lump in and update it for... Because, Bruce, I know you mentioned some of the terrible shootings like synagogue in Pittsburgh and outside of San Diego. But now when it comes to Buffalo, I want to be careful the way that I phrase this, because what happened in Buffalo should be taken for what happened in Buffalo, a horrible, horrible mass murder by a deranged individual who is mentally ill. But this white supremacy tag automatically gets slapped up there without even having knowledge, for example, that the guy didn't like Fox News and didn't mention Tucker Carlson. If you were to pick up the LA Times, the Washington Post, the New York Times, you see Tucker Carlson's name, you would think that he sold the guns to this guy based on some of the media reaction.
Yeah, it's just incredible. They make stuff up. You know, there was one real clear white supremacist incident in the United States in recent years, and that was the church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. Must have been about 7 years or so ago. And, you know, who really rode as the champion there? That was Nikki Haley, the Indian-American Republican governor of South Carolina, really stepped forward and led the charge against that. It's, you know, there is white supremacist ideology. You look at some of this stuff, and as scary as they're trying to make it sound, it doesn't work. One of my friends sent me a link the other day. He said, oh, the ADL has this whole piece about the rise of white supremacy. And he sent me the piece. And the ADL talked about how there was tremendous increase in, you know, internet incidents of anti-Semitism coming from white supremacist group. And then you drill down and they say 92% of the traffic came from three groups. And they give the names of the three groups. I don't remember what they were. So I looked up those groups. You know what I learned? About the three groups representing 92% of what the ADL was complaining about. The biggest one has a Wikipedia page. Wikipedia puts its membership at about 300 nationwide. And the way that it gets that 300 is it cites an article where their leader complains that he's been having a hard time getting his membership out of the 220 to 240 range, but he was really going to put on a membership push. The other two groups are so small they don't have Wikipedia pages. There's nothing about them anywhere other than the ADL complaining that they're part of the 92%. So, you know, what you've essentially got is several hundred internet trolls.
Right.
That's white supremacism in this country.
What?
And a handful of really deranged people who read this stuff and go become violent.
Right. But then you have, this is where I think it gets very complicated and more disgusting. Then you have the aforementioned LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post, who put this stuff out there in the mainstream media, MSNBC, like it really is a crisis. Like there are 100,000 people or a million people that belong to those groups, and they're all organized out there. I mean, and these are, for the most part, these are guilty white people that are spreading all this. It's not African-Americans or Jewish people, right, that are claiming all of these things. It's guilty white progressives.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's terrible. And it's, I mean, look, there are definitely, as we've seen with many of these shootings, like the shooting in Buffalo, there are really disturbed people out there looking for an excuse to become violent. And some of them find white supremacist writings and use that as part of their rationale. It's rarely their entire rationale because most of these people are self-radicalized. They're just, you know, they're wandering around. The shooter in Buffalo, his family said, was really driven insane by the COVID restrictions.
Right.
He was so scared. He let the people scare him so much. And he walked around with a gas mask and he was still, you know, and he still caught COVID. And I mean, this is certainly part
of
what
pushed. Look, psychologically, you know, you can, that's the extreme with what happened in Buffalo. But I've been taking a look at a lot of these situations, even with the confusion with the gender, with the trans kids and how this has become such a thing. And one of the things that that's consistent, Bruce, is these young kids, whether they're 12, 13, this is where parents need to get involved. They're out there on the internet and they're in these groups and they're, you know, they're lonely, they're isolated. It's horrible what we've done to these kids, and they're seeking some sort of refuge, and they come out of it with a very dangerous refuge at times. And that's what happened in Buffalo, and it's happening to these other kids as well.
It's horrible. These kids are told, whatever your problems are, someone did this to you. Well, if you hear someone did this to you often enough, you're going to go try to find out who it is. And if you're not terribly stable, you're going to want to hurt that person.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that hard to figure out.
No, it's thank you for resharing the piece. And I appreciate you coming on here once again in St. Louis, Bruce, to talk about it. Really good stuff. So we'll get you back.
Send people to my blog.
Yeah. Give me the website
American
there.
American Restoration on the Substack, BruceDAbramson.com.
Substack's doing some great stuff. I mean, that's the only place finding real journalism right now is on Substack.
Yeah. But if you go to BruceDAbramson.com, you can sign up for my Substack and my mailing list, learn about my books.
Awesome. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
522-971 FM Talk. We'll talk a little baseball. We have a little bit of news because Yachty's on the bereavement list, but the Cardinals in action tonight, the Blues in action tonight. Dan McLaughlin, St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster. Do you know he stepped into the radio booth because the game was on Peacock?
No.
Yeah, the other day the game was on Peacock, so he went in and hung out with Ricky Horton
fun.
And John Rooney. I have some audio. It was really fun. We'll get to that. Might be our audio cut of the day soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.